The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only and are not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagonals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagonals.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money and focus on your life. Money don't matter for the stuff it bought. It's the way you think, not what you've got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Yes, indeed. Get your money mind right here. I'm your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagonals. And on this Unlock Your Wealth episode, I'm flanked by the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry. Anyway, I'm so excited to tell you all about what we've got coming up in store, as well as the launch of the new radio, the new TV show.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I saying radio? Because I'm just so used to saying radio. For how many years have we said radio? But yeah, we have a great show for you. We have Moolah Word of the Day, we have This Week's Key, and we have the world's smartest shopper on today's show, Terry Gault, and how she plays the grocery game. I'm so excited about that. It's an incredible interview, and it's a reprise interview as we are experiencing our first women's empowerment season here at Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm so excited. You know what excites me? Reading excites me. And I'm getting ready to go to Freedom Fest. And so in addition to the beginning of the year, it being my sharpen the saw, what do I do right before any Atlas Summer Summit?
You read a lot.
And I specifically read Atlas Shrugged, and I am like about halfway through it right now.
Oh, I'm really
so proud of myself. Yeah, I'm crushing it. And you know what? Like I always say, I get something new out of it each and every time. And with my new friendship with our regular contributor, Jim Woods, I'm looking at things differently. He's making me think differently with all of his great financial advice and reading his articles regularly. I'm seeing things in the book. I'm like, oh, that's where he gets that. So it's like, it's amazing how even after all these years, so you think about it, 11 is when the first time I read it. And then I started again at 19. So it's almost 30. Oh my God, I'm old. So I've had 30 years with this book. It's been impacting me for 30 years, half of its life. It was already out 30 years before I touched it. And so anyway, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because if you would like to read Atlas Shrugged, maybe my book, The Seven Elements for Self-Empowerment, or a litany of others, like 150 or so thousand other books, you can do so free. If you want to learn how to read with your ears, I would love to have you be a part of reading with your ears with our free trial from audible.com just for Unlock Your Wealth Radio listeners. All you have to do to claim your free book is visit audibletrial.com/unlockyourwealth, and you can start reading and improving your life right now today. All you have to do is visit the website at audibletrial.com/unlockyourwealth, and you could click on the link to start reading on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. I get so excited about reading.
What kind of accent is that?
I don't. It's my made up one. It's from the land of whatchamacallit.
It's a little Arizona and Brooklyn.
I know. You know, it was so funny. I remember years ago, somebody's like, oh, wow, where are you from? And I'm like, Arizona. And they're like, I've never heard an Arizona accent. I'm like, I don't know that I have one.
Yeah, I don't think one exists. Connecticut doesn't really have an identity either. It's like New York and Boston put together. It's like it's very confused people.
Yes, I imagine. But to end confusion about money, how about we share a moolah word of the day?
Bring it on.
Alrighty! Today's moolah word of the day is ex-dividend.
Ex-dividend.
It is a security which no longer carries the right that most recently declared dividend or the period of time between the announcement of the dividend and the actual payment. A security becomes ex-dividend on the ex-dividend date, which is set by the NASD, the National Association of Securities Dealers, which is usually two business days before the record date, which is set by the company issuing the dividend. For transactions during the ex-dividend period, the seller, not the buyer, will receive the dividend. Ex-dividend is usually indicated in newspapers with an X next to the stock or mutual fund's name. In general, a stock price drops the day the X dividend period starts, since the buyer doesn't receive the benefit or the dividend payout until the next dividend date. You know, so it's just like, it's about like, you know, the earned income. So, you know, things get prorated. So if you sell between X dividend and the actual distribution of the dividend date, then the seller retains that dividend. So that's why the stock price goes down. Mm. So if you can sell at any time and you get to keep your dividend if you do it by the X dividend date. If you sell it after that, between that and when it's actually declared, that little window, then you still get to keep the dividend even though you're selling the security. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
That's why the price drops, because then the buyer is not going to be able to collect that dividend for a while. Mm-hmm. So he's not paying a premium for it. It's almost like a little bit of a discount.
Okay.
By the way, this week's key.
Forget the perfection principle.
Yes. And as we wind down our Unlock Your Wealth live broadcast to replace it with our new television show, Unlock Your Wealth Today, coming out on Mondays and Fridays at 9 a.m. Pacific, you can still tune in to get this week's key. It was really good. I really went in a different direction on today's on Monday's show. So I encourage you to visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/unlockyourwealthradio so you can catch this week's live broadcast and learn all about this key and the keys to riches financial philosophy. Because it's a pretty bomb, you know, baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. Big difference.
Cool stuff.
Because you can think like the rich and spend like the rich, but not control your own money.
Not be in control.
Exactly. So this is a key. There's a great component to it. So I'd love for you to join me in our final few episodes before we switch over to Unlock Your Wealth Today. So anyway, join us. I'm pretty excited about that. And for more information, I want you to visit our website and sign up for our new VIP club that's going to be free until we launch the show July 2nd. And all you have to do is visit unlockyourwealthtoday.com. Unlockyourwealthtoday.com. Drop in your email address. Register to be part of our VIP club from the Unlock Your Wealth Today viewers. We're going to have all kinds of, you know, announcements, events, and special offers not available to everybody else. So we're limiting the subscribership. So get your butt over to unlockyourwealthtoday.com and sign up to be a part of our new VIP program. So it's now time for our fabulous interview with Terry Gault. And I just want to say this. Thank you so much for participating in this season's Women's Empowerment. And I've selected the best interviews that I possibly could to help you feel empowered as a woman to realize you can achieve all that you set your desires to and congruently align your actions with. How's that? Let's take a listen to this reprised interview with Terry Gault. All right. So how about we talk about saving money? How about saving and shopping? Can the two of them go together? Can they coexist?
Absolutely. I do it all the time.
Well, if you do it at the same time, it's called spaving, spending to save money. And that's not good. But if you can, and if there is a will, there is a way. And we have her, who is the expert at it. That would be Terry Gault. She is the foremost expert in grocery savings, supermarket trends, and lifestyle. She rolled $65 in change on her 40th birthday to build her online empire, which franchised in 3 years later in 2003. And by 2005, she's covered all 50 states and is now in 7 foreign markets with her website, thegrocerygame.com. She is also author of 2 books, one, Shop Smart, Save More, and The Grace of Saving. And her latest book is an inspiring story of America's smartest shopper and her rise from an everyday mom to one of the country's leading savings experts. Welcome to the show, Terry. It's so great to start 2015 off with Chica Bonita, America's smartest shopper. Thanks so much for stopping by Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Oh, you're awesome, Heather. Thank you for having me. Chica Bonita. Never have been called that. Love it.
A Chica Bonita. Yay! Yeah, that's my bilingual.
You are. You're awesome.
There
Thank you. I'm excited because it is the new year, Heather, and you know what? We've got to save some money, and that's my game. I love it.
Well, yes. And so for those who are newcomers to Unlock Your Wealth Radio and haven't already been exposed to all of our keys to riches, especially our eighth key, which is no seasonal exceptions. And if they blew it during December and they're going, oh my gosh, how am I going to whittle down this debt? Now's an opportunity for them to get back on that proverbial wagon that they fell off of. Now, as we go into 2015 and everybody's making their New Year's resolutions to save more, is that a daunting task, or can savings be done in this day and age?
Well, there's really good news about that, Heather, because what we don't realize is that we're eating food, so we think that we have to just, you know, it's got to cost what it's got to cost. But the nice thing is it's either the second or third biggest expense in your line item on your budget, depending on how your transportation works, versus mortgage. Second is either transportation or your food costs. The nice thing is you can cut that cost in half, which is a lot of money. There's $1,000 a month the USDA says we spend for the average family of four. So you figure you can cut $500 a month, for instance, without sacrifice. And there's a misconception about food. People think that when you run out of food, you go buy it. And when you do that, you spend too much money. I mean, there's a concept there that I want to get across today. It's called investing. So I really want to talk about that because it's easy. Bottom line, yes, you can save about $6,000 this year for a family of four.
That's an inane amount of money if I haven't, like, I can't even embrace that number if I've been struggling. You know, maybe I'm a single parent, or I have my family intact, but maybe we're down to one income for whatever reason. And that just seems like an inescapable amount of money to save, let alone spend on groceries. And I probably don't even know that I'm spending that much. So am I going to have to clip 1,000 coupons, and am I going to have to grow my own vegetables in order to save this money, or what kind of tools can I use?
Okay, Heather, you know what? The average savings reported by members of thegrocerygang.com is $523 a month for a family of four. That's savings, okay? That's where we get to $6,000. But in answer to your question about coupons, things have changed a lot with coupons. First of all, most of them are digital now, and a lot of the best ones you print off the internet, and they're easy to gather. We even have at the Grocery Game a gather coupons tool. When you pick your deals, those coupons are already picked out. You hit print, and they all just come out, and it's easy. But people have coupon fatigue. Most of the people listening right now don't like coupons because that's just statistically the way that it is. We founded the Grocery Game in the year 2000. So for 14 years, we've been all about grocery savings with coupons. But we just launched something called the No Coupon Way to Save. I can say that, right?
Yes.
But the reality is that you can cut your grocery bill in half without coupons, without even digital or anything else. It all comes down to investing, and that's what the No Coupon Way to Save is all about. The problem is that we think we're going to go to the same grocery store or the same place every week and buy when we run out. There's something called CPG. This is really important. If I could explain this right now, we'll get going on it.
Yes.
CPG is consumer packaged goods. Now, you know what that is. It has to do with, okay, your furniture polish, you consume it, it's done, it's gone, all right? Toothpaste, you consume it, it's gone. And food is the same thing. So we are programmed in our minds to believe that once we run out and buy it at that time. Well, guess what? There's sales cycles on everything. Not everything you need is on sale right now at your store. It just isn't. So you begin to learn to actually invest in groceries. And I'm talking without coupons. Just invest. For instance, if you're out of butter, you're going to run out there and you're going to pay twice as much for the butter. But if butter is on sale, buy extra butter. It lasts for 6 months anyway. Don't buy 6 months worth, though, because butter will go back on sale every 2 months. Same thing with sour cream. Lasts for 2 months. So stock up on the sour cream sale. Instead of paying $3 a container, I pay $1.50. And that's without coupons. things like that. I mean, every single thing, even perishables I'm talking about, right? But meat, if you're a meat eater, buy the meat of the week. Don't just buy one whole chicken when it's on sale at half off. These are the sales. They go normally $1.69 a pound is the regular price for a whole chicken. And they go on sale for 88 cents to 99 cents a pound nationwide all the time. So buy three or four chickens for your freezer. Never pay. Do you know what, Heather? I don't pay full price for anything. I won't. I mean, it makes me crazy if I think, yeah. I mean, what happens is sometimes I'm traveling on business and I literally didn't bring my deodorant or something. I got to go in and say, pay full price for deodorant or you know, a granola bar or something, and it makes me crazy. But overall, in my life, I have everything that I would have ever bought before, but I buy it ahead of time when it's on sale simply by investing.
Wow, that's a great idea. You know, it's really funny when I used to be so embarrassed when I was a kid because I was a kid in the 70s, and already it wasn't cool for a woman to be divorced with two small children. You know, so there was that stigma. Single mom was not like something cool back then. It was something frowned upon. And so we were already kind of stigmatized as it was. And then my mother would sit there with digging in her ginormous handbag with everything and the kitchen sink. Hold on, I got one more coupon. Or she's counting rolled coins, and I was so embarrassed. And so when I was younger, I said to myself, I have to be rich enough that I can pay retail. Like, that was my goal when I was a kid. I said, I must be rich enough so I can pay retail, because I was always so embarrassed by that. And so once I got that way, I'm like, now, like, I'm just throwing money away for what purpose? And I'm like, I guess it wasn't so embarrassing after all. But as a kid, you see things from one lens when you're a kid. And I think about how bad that was. And my brother and I weren't really engaged in the process either. My mom never really explained why she was doing what she was doing. And so, you know, and we were dealing with shame anyway from, you know, being with a woman without a husband. Heaven forbid that happened. And so there was all these stigmas, but I never saw it that way. I only saw about coupon equals embarrassment. And so I wouldn't go near them for the longest time.
Well, I think that it has a stigma for everybody. And I do use coupons. I shop coupons on Tuesday this week, and that's what I do with my groceries. But some weeks I don't, because I'm just stocking up on what's on sale without coupons. I mean, either way, here's the way it works. Is you're going to save a good sale is 50% off. And I've always said, even before we launched the no coupon way to save, and by the way, at thegrocerygame.com, we still have the coupon, the full access coupon membership, which is fabulous. But you're going to save 50% on a sale. The coupon adds an average savings of another 17% for 67% off total. That's the average. So I have always said coupons are the frosting on the cake. But the problem is, a lot of people will get a coupon and they'll go to the store and they'll use it on a full price item. And they go, well, that didn't save me much. Well, yeah, because your timing was off. You didn't invest. It's about investing when all the planets align. And that is when there's a sale and there's a coupon. But again, it's like you can easily, if you grasp the idea of investing, you don't have to be embarrassed by coupons, Heather. You know what? I use coupons for everything anyway. If I'm going to, I go through the junk mail. You know, quickly I'm going to get the car wash coupon. I just got a dinner date from a friend of mine. We go out as two couples, and she says, I've got a $25 coupon for us and a $25 coupon for you at Roy's Steakhouse. Okay, she knows the word end of that. I like that. I just saved $25, you know. Coupons are great. They are.
You know, that you just reminded me when you started talking about food coupons, there was a Sir Mix-a-Lot song, and in that song he said, she thought I spent bank, but I really spent coupons. When we get back from the... I remember that. She thought I spent bank, but I really spent coupons. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio and Terry Gall. This segment is sponsored in part by KeepMyID.org, the only service that actually prevents identity theft. All others are just monitoring services. Put your credit on lockdown with their special offer for Unlock Your Wealth Radio listeners by visiting our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com/keepmyid and click on the link to start protecting your financial future right now. I'm Heather Wagenhals, though, and I am joined today by America's smartest shopper, Terry Gault, like John Gault, only better because she's helping you save at the grocery game with her cool website, grocerygame.com. Plus, she's got a couple of different books out on saving, Shop Smart, Save More, and The Grace of Saving. Terry, before the break, we were talking about your concept of the no coupon way to save, and you were saying how investing in your grocery shopping. So if I want to avoid the coupon thing, because like I said, I was stigmatized as a child, and so I was embarrassed about saying, oh, hold on, I got another coupon right here. Let me dig it up. So because I don't want to do that, since I don't want to dig up the coupons, you're saying that I don't even need those. Those are the frosting on the cake, as you said. So how do I know, you mentioned a cycle of butter and stuff like that. How can I strategize my grocery shopping to save this 50% on my budget and walk away with an extra $6,000 this coming year here in 2015?
Okay, I'm going to go through a couple of things about the cakes that we've talked about. That is the basis of the most savings investing. Number one, stock up on sales according to those tiny dates on the packages. Now, this includes perishable, all right? You check the date on, say, I mentioned butter, it's on sale. You check the date, and you go, okay, I can stock up with, you know, instead of buying one package of butter that's on sale, I'll buy four. And by the way, I'll get to club stores later, because we all know that there's deals at club stores. Some are good, some are bad. For instance, how about orange juice? If you see that orange juice is on sale, I just bought 3 half gallons because they were on sale. Believe it or not, the orange juice that you buy in the refrigerated section of the grocery store, you'll see the little date. It's up to sometimes 2 months on the date. So why buy 1 half gallon and then next week you're going to spend twice as much or more, you know, a couple dollars more? A dollar here, a dollar there, it adds up. Same thing with sour cream cheese is 6 months. Look at the tiny dates. Do you stock up according to the date? Sales cycles run about every 8 to 12 weeks, so you don't need to stock up on a year of something. we're not hoarding, all right?
That's
also,
my mom.
You're a hoarder?
Yeah, bad.
Oh, okay, there you go. There's why you have problems.
Exactly.
Issues with coupons. Now I have to admit, I probably have way too much cereal. It's hard to stop when it's, you know, if it's a $4 box of cereal and it's, and we like it. I like Raisin Bran for one thing. If it's a $4 box of cereal and it's on sale with coupons, like I said, I still use coupons, and it's only $1.16 for the box, what am I going to do? I got to buy it and it lasts forever. So, the second thing is it's where you shop. Okay. Now I'm not telling you to do what I call cherry picking, which is go to several stores every week. You don't need to do that. It's one of the things about the no coupon way to save at thegrocerygame.com is it's comparison shopping. I can type in the word orange juice and find out where the cheapest orange juice is. So what I do is I choose the store that I'm
going to go to. So I can geolocate my OJ is what you're saying?
I've got alliteration. Geolocate your OJ, girl. And you can type in your grocery list one item at a time. Find out where they're at, and then decide where you want to shop this week. Now, sometimes I'll choose to shop somewhere because they have most of what I'm out of, what I need. Need shopping is kind of a dirty word because you should be investing in everything, and you should only really be out of, technically, your fresh produce and your milk. Everything else should be invested in, okay? And even at that, your fresh produce, you're going to buy what's in season, what's on sale, and you're going to back up your fresh produce, fruits, and vegetables with frozen when frozen is on sale. Now you go, well, you know, I don't like frozen vegetables. I don't either. But thankfully, it's winter time. Thank you. Happy New Year. Frozen vegetables are great in casseroles and soups, even in quiches and omelets, okay? So we can get by with that. The frozen is your backup, so you don't have to spend a lot on fresh produce if it's not readily available this week.
Or out of season.
Yeah, out of season, it's funny because our seasons in the U.S., we're spoiled. All around the country, I mean, I see asparagus on sale in you know, November. Well, asparagus is a spring vegetable, you know. So we have these surprises that pop up. So it can go on sale. We're growing food down in South America and all over the world, and they're bringing us, yeah, I just got 99 cents a pound tomatoes on the vine, and this is winter, you know. So that's, it's nice. There are all these opportunities. But there's other places to buy groceries. One is drugstores. Your drugstore has, now I'm not saying go out of your way, but if you're passing by or you happen to go into a drugstore, get your milk. The milk there is usually a little bit less than the grocery store price.
Really?
Which is also a little bit less.
I would have figured because of the convenience factor that it would be like so way more. I have never even looked in those sections because I just made that assumption. That's a pretty nifty idea.
Well, it's not necessarily a legal loss leader, which means they would have a loss on it, but they do use milk to draw people in the drugstores because they want your prescriptions, they want your money. So the milk is there. And the nice thing about most of the national chain drugstore milks is they're local milks that they get a good deal on, and they're RBST free. You'll see the little image on there. Make sure you see that it's RBST free if you care about that bovine growth hormone and you don't want to start growing horns on your head. store brand milk for the supermarkets is usually also RBST free, but they have two levels of milk. They have like their super bottom level value milk, which will usually have RBST in it, but this one that has the store's name on it, like say you're shopping at a Safeway, if it's a Safeway milk, that you'll see the little symbol, we pledge not to use RBST. That would be the thing that makes it cheaper than organic, but if all you care about is the hormones, you can figure you're safe. But drugstores for milk, sometimes even frozen foods and eggs at drugstores. Dollar stores, like Dollar Tree, for example, and 99 cent stores, some of them have a 3-pack of lettuce, either 3-pack of romaine or 3-pack of artisan lettuce for a dollar. So if you happen to be shopping around in a dollar store, you can grab some produce there.
I had no idea they even had produce at dollar stores.
Yeah, and they do. Some of them do. They're starting to carry a little bit more. Sometimes it's a pineapple. Sometimes there's even a bag of apples or something like that. So you can take a look there. I don't really like the packaged foods in dollar stores quite so much. We do have the Dollar Tree nationwide at thegroceryGame.com. You can log in and see how the grocery prices are at Dollar Tree, with even with coupons and such. But the brand names in stores are usually a bigger package anyway. So you can see the savings there. Something was actually about 15 items free every single week at Dollar Tree. So wow. I guess it is worth it if you're a couponer, but we're supposed to be talking no coupons right now.
Right. So here, well, real quick, because we're getting close to the end, and you've mentioned it a few times, thegroceryGame.com. Tell us real briefly what kind of resource that is for folks that are looking to save money and do the no coupon thing. What can folks find at your website?
TheGroceryGame.com is the only one of its kind. We were the first, and we're still the best. And that's because we have advertised and unadvertised sales. But more importantly, we're the only true price comparison site where within an instant you can find out where the cheapest food is for any food item that you're looking for, whether you type in yogurt, orange juice, whatever. I have 15 stores I can log into from my local zip code and tell you right now where the cheapest yogurt is, for example. And we also have a patented gather coupons tool. If you like coupons and you go for the all access, and that coupon tool will help you gather up all your coupons. You don't have to cut and file 150 coupons every week because you're not going to use that anyway. So you use our tool, you make all your selections, and then boom, we show you exactly where your coupons are by insert and source, and the printables come right out quickly. It's the fastest and easiest way to save on groceries. That's what it is.
Yay, that is amazing. And since this is a reprised interview, I want to let you know what Terry's latest challenge has been. And that is, after 16 years of managing the grocery game, she has now ventured off into a new passion project, and it is called oaksofhope.com. And it's a place for recovery and renewal for folks with substance abuse and addiction. So thank you so much for joining us here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation and our big
women's empowerment season as it's drawing to a close. For the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.